Welcome to We Are the Watchers.
This is episode 452. Top of the day to you, Steph.
Top of the day.
You've got a cup of tea. I've got a cup of tea. You're eating chicken twisties.
Yep.
And I decided what I was going to do was test you with a quiz that is just a random old one.
Like just random, not a theme?
Not a theme. Cool. Well, it would have been a theme at one point in time, but we don't know what it is because we don't remember it.
No, I wouldn't remember it.
Yeah.
Happy, but I'm looking forward to it.
Happy with that? Okay, yeah. Cool. I've watched a movie and a half a series because the other half's not out yet.
I've watched movies and a series too.
All of it?
All of it.
Oh, okay. That means you win. Congratulations.
I am the winner. Thank you.
That's so cool.
I get an extra point from the quiz just for that.
Exactly, exactly. Well, I see no other reason why we should keep talking because we probably should.
And stop.
And bye-bye. It's time to get into the
news.
For a visual representation of this audio, check out the Watchers podcast on Instagram.
Going to be honest with you, I was going to say watching suggestions and I went, I'm just going to give it to you because I don't trust
my brain.
That's
almost
correct.
Said it.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Really?
That's why there was a slight pause when I was like, news.
It's because we were talking about
stuff.
Yeah, we're talking about the things we were watching. All right, I'm going to get into the news because that's what you said we should. Have you heard about Frozen?
The movie?
Frozen 3.
Three.
Yeah. It's going to have the original cast, which is really cool. I'm assuming new songs.
Yeah.
I mean, why have them without songs?
Oh, they'll definitely have songs.
Okay, cool.
Because they've got songs in number two.
And those little special ones, you know, the short episode ones,
I like
they've
them.
Usually got a song or something in them, don't they?
I don't think they have the original cast in those, though.
Oh, okay. No worries. Well, this was revealed at D23, which is like the Disney yearly convention thing where they show off all the things that they're about to do or reckon they will do. And in this one, the only sort of storyline I could get was Anna and Kristoff get married.
Oh, yeah, because they are not yet married. They get engaged.
I thought they were. Isn't that funny?
They get engaged in the second one.
Okay. Olaf, you want to know what Olaf is up to? Mm-hmm. He's got a love interest called Samantha.
Oh, my God, she has to be something hot.
Oh, that would be so funny. Yeah, she could be like some hot rocks.
Lava.
We can't be together, but we really want to. So this is coming out, I believe, in November next year, 2027, 24th of November 2027. So
cool.
That's around the time of Thanksgiving in the US, isn't it?
So they're holiday weekend.
Exactly. They're looking for those big bucks. And what a great idea to take the family. You know, you're going to go to the movies as a special treat, an event these days. Even then, that's not to say that movie going was not an event back in the day. But, you know, sometimes you would end up going once a week.
Yeah.
To the movies.
But it was still an event.
It was still
wasn't
an
it?
Event.
Like you might go once a week, but then you would still go on those special weekends, long weekends.
Yep, that's true. But
I think that's when the big stuff came out.
Especially those, well, for wintertime here, the US summertime there, you would get those big blockbusters, sort of your Independence Day kind of movies.
Yep. Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings, that came out on Boxing Day here. I still remember that. So Frozen 3 will be the one that people take their kids to. And, you know, there's a year and a bit before it comes out, so people will be able to sit through the first two movies over and over and over and over again.
And still not know a lot of the plot lines. That's what happens to me. I have watched Cars that many times.
But are you watching it?
No, I'm not.
You're on your phone.
I'm doing other things.
But in the movies.
I'd be watching it.
Yeah, you got to watch it. No phones.
Mm-mm.
Can't put the phones on. Not allowed. Okay, so that's coming out 24th of November next year.
Okay.
Then I saw there was lots of news from D23 and I was like, oh, Kieran Culkin's doing.
Can tell me the 23. Why is it 23?
Can't remember.
Okay.
Do you want to Google it?
No.
Okay. Kieran Culkin will be. You know, earlier today I was like, I can't remember what D23 stands for. And I went, I don't have time to have a look.
In my head when you said it, I was like, oh, yeah, it's the year. Like, this is what's happening. And then I'm like, wrong year. That doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
Googled it, you cave.
I have. 1923, the year that Disney started. D1923, not D2023. Still, yeah.
It hasn't only been going for 3 years.
It feels like it's only been going for 3 years because it says D23, so it's their fault. It's your fault. Why don't you just have Disney thing? Disney.
Future.
Future Disney.
Yeah.
PAX Disney.
What?
I don't know. I'm just thinking like conventions. DisneyCon. DisneyCon. Kieran's there. He's been waiting on the wind.
Since 1923.
Since 1923 to announce the fact that he is the lead character in a new animated movie called Clay. This one sounded interesting because it's not like a sequel. It's not part of a franchise. It's a brand new movie, I should say. Okay. This is the quiz. This is the quote. This is the quiz. Go. This is the quote. What if the next Disney mentor stunk? And he does. And his name is Flip, and he was chosen to be his village's next great mentor, and he was assigned his first student, a literal ball of clay, born that very moment, called Mushy. So you can imagine how many people are going to get their mushies. Kids are going to have mushies. Okay, so like all inspiring mentors, Flip runs away in the middle of the night only to discover that Mushy is inescapable and pure chaos. And now they're out in the wild Flip must keep Mushy alive on a journey through this forest that he caused.
This is your problem. Deal with it.
I think it's fun. I reckon it sounds like a really good start to a movie, like a buddy movie, mentor movie, and out in like probably an enchanted kind of forest, right?
Yeah.
That one's not coming out for a couple of years, so we've got plenty of time to totally and utterly forget about it. Now, that Scrubs remake, not even reboot, it's just back.
It's back.
It was really popular that first season.
Yeah.
It was really popular. Everybody really loved it. Wait,
does it have a new name or is it just Scrubs?
It's just Scrubs.
So then it should be like Scrubs season 9.
It probably is. If I was to bother looking at IMDb, it probably would say that.
So they're up to, I don't know.
I don't know though, because they're talking about the second season for
that's what
season
I mean.
Season 2.
2.1, 2.2.
Yeah, okay, 2.2. It has been announced and Scott Foley is coming back.
Ah, cool.
So because he was the love interest of what's her name? She's got like a
– Becky Connor.
Yeah, okay. Number two. Elliot. That's the actual name. That's what I was thinking. I was like, I can't remember his name. I can't remember what it is. Not Becky, no.
Bruce.
So, yeah, he's the love interest of – of Elliot, right? That was the storyline.
Yeah.
Sean and Elliot. Yeah, okay. So that's all going to kick off and that's going to be exciting because she's got an ex – well, I mean, isn't JD their love interest as well?
I thought they were a love interest.
Okay, all right. There's a lot going on here. All right, well, we'll see what goes on because
– were they together in version 2.1, Elliot and JD?
I think they had I think they were – talking about their history, but then remember the actress Rachel Bilson?
Yeah.
She came in, she was like a bit of a relationship with, she was Charlie, sorry. She had a relationship with JD.
Yeah.
Can't remember if though. Anyway, he'll be back. This is what Zach Braff said. Scott Foley's back to be the love interest for Sarah, and Rachel has been mine. The dynamic with us all together is just hilarious and we're having so much fun. I can imagine they would. Good fun. Those are three stories, right? I've done all three. Well, now.
Yeah.
There's nothing else to do but get into these watching suggestions.
Got a watching suggestion? Email thewatcherspodcast@gmail.com.
What's this movie?
All right, my movie that I watched.
Yeah, your movie. Yeah.
Mine is an Academy Award nominee.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and winner of many, many things, mainly for the main actress. The movie is If I Had Legs, I'd Kick You. Starring Rose Byrne.
Oh,
and she was nominated for everything as Best Actress, Best Leading Actress, that sort of thing. So it is, they describe it as a psychological drama and dark comedy.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the psychological drama term kind of puts you off a little bit but it is fitting.
Okay.
So Rose Byrne is a, she is a therapist herself, right, and she is a mother who is essentially spiraling. She has so much on her plate with zero support, and she just cannot.
Can't cope.
Can't cope. And every decision she makes just makes everything much, much,
she's
much
hit breaking
worse.
Point.
She is absolutely hit breaking point. She has a child who has a, I guess we can only assume a terminal illness, never quite told what the illness is. Okay. And interestingly enough, you don't ever see the daughter. So they film with this voice interacting with her, but it is all very, very much focused on the main character, Linda, who is Rose Byrne, which increases that level of it's all on top of me and I am spiraling. And
I am it.
I am it. Mm. On top of that, she has a husband who is distant. They're not separated. It feels like he works away a lot. And so there's lots of phone calls of him saying, what's going on? What are you doing this? And she's like, far out. Like, I'm doing it. It's all well and good for you to come and say, why haven't you made these appointments? But you're not doing anything. You're not here to help me. And all you hear for most of the movie is just his voice. And the voice, you're like, I know it. I know who it is. And when you finally see the actor, you go, how did I not get that? I don't want to tell you who the actor is, because I feel like it's a better surprise, because you'd have that same experience as me. There's also a missing person, a lot of substance abuse with her, and it doesn't sound like a joy-filled movie. It's not. It very much is really focusing on that heavy weight of being a caregiver, essentially, and someone who's trying to hold it all together while they're flailing themselves.
She's American in it?
She's American in it. It's an incredible movie. Really, really gripping.
So you got why?
Yeah. Mm. You get why, and you get why it won so many awards, but you 100% get why she was nominated for everything.
Oh, that's cool.
It's a very good one. If I Had Legs, I'd Kick You. I love the title.
It's a great title. Mm-hmm. I love when people who have been around for years and years and years, right? She's been around since Two Hands. What's that?
Yeah.
Mid-90s? Maybe 96, something like that. She's gone over to America. She's had like lots of success. She's definitely a household name, I'd say, not just here, but in the US. And then this has shown why she's there.
Yep.
This is the next level that some actors only want to do.
Yeah. Yep.
I only want to do, yeah, I'm only doing this. You know who I think? I can't think of his name right now. Adrian Brody, is that his name?
Yeah.
I always feel like he's like, no, I'll only do serious stuff because I'm a serious actor. Well, these guys are doing all the different
acting. They do everything. She's in Bridesmaids. And she nails it.
So funny. Isn't she in Neighbours as well? Like the one with Zac Efron?
Yeah.
So, you know, she goes from that to that.
Absolutely. She's
incredible. That shows, well, it shows range.
Absolutely. Mm. And this is one of those movies where, for want of a better term, they get ugly. Mm. You know, there's no beautiful makeup or hair or costume. It's so raw. She does not look good a lot of the time.
Well, speaking of things that look normal and raw, I watched the movie Song Sung Blue, which is the one with Hugh Jackman and Kate Hudson.
Oh, yeah.
They're kind of singing. Yeah, they're doing like the Neil Diamond tribute. And I'd say everything except for his hair looks quite normal. Mm-hmm. Like he looks like his age. She looks like her age.
Yeah.
You know, she's got like this stage makeup on for the stage, but she's not super thin. She looks totally fine.
Yeah.
You can see wrinkles on her face where they should be.
Yeah, good.
She's singing songs. He's singing songs. They're having a great time. Something pretty full on happens in the movie. You're like, oh my God, did that actually really happen? And then it did. And it's just them trying to do what they want to do, which is they just want to perform. They love it. They want to sing these songs for people because they love to be up on stage singing songs.
Yeah.
And it's like it's a completely different sort of performance, right? If you're Neil Diamond, I'm going to get up on stage and I'm going to perform the songs that I wrote.
Yeah.
Where someone like Hugh Jackman's character and Kate Hudson's We're going to get up on stage. We're going to sing the songs that Neil Diamond sung, but act like him as well. Like there's this whole like added.
Like Walk the Line, Johnny Cash.
Yeah, exactly.
Reese Witherspoon
and this
Joaquin
is
Phoenix.
All about tribute acts. So there's this one guy and he's a tribute act. He does Buddy Holly stuff, like songs. And at one point in time, he's like, I'm a 52-year-old Buddy Holly impersonator. I've almost tripled his life. Been him longer than he has.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah. And if you are going to do a tribute movie like this, you've got to be so spot on and nail that person or else that's what's going to undo the whole film.
And the fact that they have to play people who are not Neil Diamond, but they have to play them so well that you're like, that guy, that character is so good at being Neil Diamond.
Mm.
It's crazy.
Three levels.
Mm. Exactly. But you've got Academy Award nominated people, Ryan. He's been nominated.
Yeah, surely.
Oh, he's Wolverine, so he's fine.
He can do whatever he wants. He's the greatest showman on earth.
That's right. What series did you watch?
I watched an Australian series that only premiered the beginning of this year in January.
This is good. This is the kind of stuff that you miss.
Yes.
You miss and you're like, ah.
And it was the kind of stuff I saw the trailers and I thought, I really want to watch that and missed it. Ah. So I'm really glad that I came back to it. It's available on Stan. It's called Dear Life and it stars Brooke Satchwell, Ben Lawson, fabulous cast of Australian actors. It's about Brooke Satchwell is a woman named Lillian who you get her in the absolute deepest grips of horrible grief. And her partner was essentially killed quite suddenly. And he, on his license, had himself down as a donor.
As a dawn service.
Oh, my God, I can't say an organ donor. There you go.
Well done.
On his license, he had himself listed as an organ donor. So she followed through with his wishes, which is admirable, amazing.
Yeah.
But it didn't help her feel any better about it.
Yeah.
His mother came round and ripped shreds into her because she didn't want to donate his organs, but it wasn't her choice either. It was the individual's choice.
It was his choice. It was on his license.
Yeah.
Don't get angry at somebody else.
Exactly. Exactly. So while she's in the depths of this grief and her life is absolutely falling apart, she is barely hanging in, just not even surviving, I wouldn't say surviving.
A couple of Aussie actresses barely hanging in, playing characters are barely hanging in.
Yeah, I know. I'm on a theme, apparently.
Apparently.
However, she manages to, what can happen with organ donation is the recipient can write a letter, anonymous, just saying to the donor's family saying thanks and what it means to them. That's the thing. Through a little bit of sleuthing and Googling, because they're all in a small country town of Ballarat.
Okay.
She manages to find some of them.
Yeah, she does.
And there's this incredible interweaving of these lives that would never have come together if it wasn't for a tragedy that some people went through. And then that guilt, survivor guilt, I guess, essentially, that those that received the organs went through. And then how you're not supposed to meet, but they have met. And how do you deal with it? And does it make things better or does it make things worse?
Interesting.
It's a really good show.
A series, sorry?
I think it could be, but there are some things online about season two.
Oh, okay.
But if you were not going to ever watch season two, if they weren't going to make it, it stands alone itself.
Nice.
The ending is phenomenal.
Really?
It hits you right where you want to be hit.
Oof.
If you want to have, or maybe you're in need of a really good cry, this would be the show to do it.
Okay,
It sticks the landing. It's really, oh, gosh, it gets you in all the places where you're feeling happy and grief and sadness and despair. Everything's in there. And I feel what makes it even better is every character is really well-rounded and every character has the flaws and has their own feelings of grief. And, it's really good.
Feels real.
It's really good.
Mm. Well, I'm watching something that's quite different. It's called The Shards. This one's on Disney, and it's a group of teenagers about to start high school. Year 12 or senior year in high school. Do you know what the high school is? So Beverly Hills 90210.
West
Beverly High, which is just Beverly High, I think, in real life.
Because it's a real functioning high school, isn't it?
It's a real functioning high school, but you can see, I was like,
they must feel don't think summer because
they have to,
right? You can't
right?
keep saying, students,
stay inside,
stay out of the main court because we're filming.
And
again.
That's basically where they're filming. They're filming all outside. They have I'm pretty sure. So Beverly Hills 90210 had their lockers inside, so they didn't have to do that. But there are lockers outside here. I can't remember.
Was the movie Easy A? You know, with Emma Stone.
Yeah.
Was that filmed there? And I feel like their lockers were outside.
Okay, well, maybe these are the real lockers because I'm assuming the Beverly Hills 90210 ones are not the real lockers because I'm
that
assuming
that would be soundstage.
Just, yeah, exactly. This one is set in the very early 80s, maybe 1980, and it's based on a book by Bret Easton Ellis, who's done heaps of stuff. So I haven't even heard of this one. And it's a serial murder, serial killer murder mystery.
In high school.
Yeah. There are teenagers.
Oh, my God. Scream.
Going missing. And then ages later showing up dead. And pets go missing. And I'm like,
no,
I don't want to be a part
of
that.
Don't. We don't want to do animals. Kill as many people as you want.
We're fine with that.
Yeah.
One of the characters is played by Kaia Gerber. You may not know that name, but my.
I do.
Okay. When you look at her,
you know.
You're like,
it's Cindy Crawford's daughter.
Have you cloned yourself, Cindy? And she goes, no, I haven't because where's my beauty mark on my lip?
What's with these women? Reese Witherspoon's daughter, twin. Kate Hudson, I would say twin.
Yes,
Goldie Hawn.
I would say so too. I would definitely say so. And she plays the school captain, very responsible girl. But they're all like the amount of it just makes me think how much in the last probably 15, maybe even 20 years, we have seen the reduction of cigarettes in stuff because these guys are smoking every 3 seconds. They're like 16-year-olds just having.
God.
Taking drugs and everything. Anyway.
It's crazy, isn't it?
I'm only up to episode 4 because as of time of this recording, they're the only episodes that are out at the moment.
Yeah, okay.
I've got to find out who the killer is. There's someone who it's too obvious. You know, it's too obvious.
Red herring.
So now I'm trying to look around that person. Like, get out of the way, you. Let me see the others.
Yeah, okay.
Very exciting, but I'm into it. I am.
And I love a mystery.
Got a lot of like, think of Blondie music. It's that kind of music. Set in the 80s. And they've got that. You know how there's the 80s? You think, oh, the 80s. And you're like, no, there were different
parts of the 80s.
And that early 80s is so different to like the mid.
And corporate 80s was very different
to
Miami Beach.
That's true. And, you know, Young Talent Time 80s was so incredibly different. To
the world.
All right, I want to get into a quiz. I'm just going to scroll and then you just tell me to stop. These are old. Like, these may not even be ones that you've ever done before.
I want you to start recording my answers or my score.
Well, can't you do it on a piece of paper?
You've got a Word document with your questions.
Yeah, but
when I finish,
I'm
just
not
say
renewing this.
Four
so.
Out of six.
Yeah, okay. All right. Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is an Ab Fab one or Will Ferrell. Which one do you want? We've done Will Ferrell recently. Isn't that funny? This one's old as well. This is not the same quiz.
Do 3 and 3.
Okay. What suburb of London does Adina live in?
Holland Park.
Okay, you have to – what is this? Okay, you've got to tell me the movie based on the synopsis. This is the Will Ferrell. At the end of his career, a clueless fashion model is brainwashed to kill the Prime Minister of Malaysia. He's not the main character.
Yeah, I've gone blank. is Ben Stiller.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Zoolander.
Yes. Nice. From 2001. Where did they end up finding Eddie's son, Serge? Remember, he was never
in Australia?
No. No. But like Australia, we have been there.
I don't know.
New York.
New York.
Mm, pretty sure Whoopi Goldberg's in that special.
I just watched a Law and Order SVU episode and Whoopi Goldberg was in that.
Ah.
Sixth grade, huh?
Yeah, also. Did she find Serge in that one? Okay.
Yeah.
Thinking he can overshadow an unknown actress in the part, an egocentric actor unknowingly gets a witch cast.
Bewitched.
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew it, but I like kept you
going.
That was
good. That was really good. Okay. Which character? Oh, I don't have the answer for this. I know the face. Okay, I'll do a different one. How many? That's an easy one. What country did Patsy sell Safi to in the white slave trade?
Morocco?
Yes.
We're not going to Morocco. We're going to Marrakesh.
In the 1970s, an anchorman stint as San Diego's top-rated newsreader is challenged when an ambitious newswoman becomes his co-anchor.
Anchorman. Your questions have gotten trickier in the way you're wording them. Like that, you gave me the answer in
so
the question.
So easy, isn't it?
Way too easy. These mustn't have been for me because...
They weren't for you, though, for someone who would have been a...
Who's an idiot.
Yeah. What is another word for this? You can never have enough hat, gloves, and shoes.
Accessories.
So the thing is, you like the ab fab ones, you get them because you've...
They're just our vernacular now.
Yeah.
Is that the word?
Yeah. Did you say vernacular or anacular? Okay, just checking.
What's anacular?
I don't know, but if that's what
probably
you said,
some phobia.
Right. I'm scared of it. On that note, Stephanie, thank you very much.
You're welcome.